Little Steven's Underground Garage is next after a world news update on VOA Music Mix.
Ukraine makes NATO bid and Britain raises terror alert. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. Ukraine announced Friday that it is seeking full membership in NATO as a third front opened in its months-long conflict with pro-Russia separatists. Russian President Vladimir Putin, who European and U.S. leaders accuse of heavily supporting the separatists, accused Ukraine of repressing its opponents in the country's east. U.S. President Barack Obama travels to Wales next week for a NATO summit that will address cooperation against Russia's territorial overreach. Britain has raised its terrorism alert level in response to the rise of Islamic extremist groups in Iraq and Syria and the belief that British citizens fighting with such groups could bring terror home. VOA's Al Pessin has more from London.
The new British terror threat level is called severe, which means an attack is highly likely, but there's no information about a specific terrorist plan. Prime Minister David Cameron said the decision was made by an independent government commission because the rise of the group in Iraq and Syria, once called ISIL or ISIS, which now calls itself the Islamic State, poses a threat to Britain.
What we're facing in Iraq now with ISIL is a greater and deeper threat to our security than we have known before.
Cameron said about 500 British citizens have gone to join the group in Syria and Iraq. Those men can easily re-enter Britain. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
And the Ebola outbreak in West Africa has now spread to Senegal, which announced its first case on Friday. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama says members of Congress who are not in session this month will not be left out of any major decisions on U.S. policy toward the Islamic State militant group in Iraq and Syria. VOA's congressional correspondent Cindy Sain has our story from Washington.
A small but bipartisan group of lawmakers is calling for Congress to debate and vote on whether or not to authorize President Obama to expand U.S. military operations against Islamic State targets in Iraq, or perhaps even across the border in Syria. The administration has already authorized surveillance flights over Syria, and some Republican lawmakers are calling on the president to come up with a comprehensive strategy to not just deter the Islamic State, but to defeat the Sunni extremist group before it threatens the U.S. homeland. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations says 44 peacekeepers taken from their post on the Syria-Israel border a day earlier were removed for their own protection. The UN said Friday it has received assurances from credible sources that the peacekeepers are safe and in good health, and that the intention behind those holding the peacekeepers was to remove them from an active battlefield. The name of the group holding the soldiers has not been released. Earlier media reports indicate involvement by the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. The international organization has not made direct contact with the soldiers, who are nationals of Fiji serving on the UN's disengagement observer force in the Golan Heights. Afghan officials say at least six people were killed today when Taliban militants launched an attack on intelligence headquarters in the eastern city of Jalalabad. Abdul Zia Abdulzai, spokesman for the Nangarhar provincial governor, said the attack began with a suicide vehicle bombing followed by a lengthy gun battle. Medical officials say the hospital had received six bodies and at least 45 wounded. A U.S. federal judge has blocked restrictions that would have banned abortions at most facilities in the southwestern state of Texas. U.S. District Court Judge Lee Yeagle ruled Friday against a law that would have required abortion facilities in Texas to meet hospital operating standards. Supporters of the law vowed to appeal the decision, saying that a measure would protect women's health. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
in Bosnian, we say, najbolji svjetski izbor muzike na glasu Amerike.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
Come to the land of living dreams, where realists dream of the unreal. Beatniks at their bawdiest. The creative urge at its most primitive.
For those of you with heart conditions, or who are with young and impressionable children, we ask that you turn around in your seats.
Alive! It's alive! It's...
Little Steven's Underground Garage.
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 Now they will know why they are afraid of the dark. Now they will learn why they fear the night.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission.
I want counterculture. I want anti-establishment.
This is mass madness, you maniacs, you maniacs, you maniacs.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Complication, and it's an old lecture. Consume my reputation, something more than why. I know it serves me right, but I can't sleep at night. Have to hide my face or go some other place. Yeah, 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 yeah. I won't cry out for justice, admit that I was wrong. Stay in hibernation to the talk some size to come. My social life's a dud. My name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I guess I'm down to size. To size. Can't seem to talk about the things that bother me. Seem to be what everybody has. And how it really stands. I'm out of circulation. I've all but washed my hands. My social life's a dud. My name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I guess I'm down to size. To
Labor Day, and I've only got one thing to say. But all this talk, 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 the more things change, the more you know what. I'm 15, 16, playing in my first band. What's my father say? Get a job. Then you get out of school. What does society say? Get a job. Now the whole country's out of work. Nobody's helping. And what's the government say? You're on your own, buddy. You know what you gotta do?
Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, part. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, part. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, part. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, part. Dip, 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 get a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
You made me wanted a father's time to get me out of my bed and find a job.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, part.
You wrapped your breakfast every day, you know the one I dream away.
Get a job.
any work for me.
I've been to go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth,
reaching out crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job
that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
This is Eric Burden of the Animals, and you're listening to Little Steven's Underground Garage, which is a very cool place to be.
In the stereo heart of the city, where the sun refuses to shine, people tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and fresh, and one thing I know is true, gonna die before your time is due. See my daddy in bed is dying, see his hair turning gray, he's been working and saving his life away. I know it's been working, yeah, every day, slaving his life away. He's been working, baby, he's been working. We gotta get out of this place, and it's the last thing we ever do. We gotta get out of this place. And you. My little girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Yes, you will.
See my daddy in bed is dying, see his hand turning gray, he's been working and saving his life away. Yes, I know.
And you, oh, you know it, baby, and I know it too, baby.
One time, he stole a fountain pen. I didn't want to embarrass him. So, you know, teachers have ways of doing things. So I said to the class, we will all close our eyes, and will the one who took the pen please return it? Well, while our eyes were closed, he returned the pen. But he took the opportunity of feeling all the girls. Can I say feel?
Just won't wear daddy? He ain't our daddy.
It's this Warby Gals. Your name's McGill.
No, sir, not since you got hit by that train.
What are you talking about? I wasn't hit by any train.
Mama said she was hit by a train. Bluey, nothing left. Just a grease spot on the L and N.
I wasn't hit by any train.
That's right. Now Mama's got us back to Warby. That's a maiden name. You got a maiden name, Daddy?
No, Daddy don't have a maiden name. See,
that's your misfortune. That's right. And now Mama's got a new beau. He's a suitor.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Mama says that he's bona fide.
You have a ring?
Yes, sir. Big one. Got it, Jim. Mama checked it. It's bona fide. He's a suitor.
What's his name?
Vernon T. Waldrop. Uncle Vernon. Till tomorrow. Then he's gonna be Daddy.
I am the only daddy you got. I am the paterfamilias.
But you ain't bona fide.
Started our celebration of the working class of this country, getting a little nostalgic, remembering there was a time when people actually got a chance to work. We opened with Talk Talk. Been a lot of Talk Talk lately. Stimulus this, stimulus that. The Music Machine was a real stimulus. 1966. Get a Job was a silhouette. It was the teenage lament of the 50s and early 60s. Ember Records, November 1957, Ronnie McGill on the saxophone. Birmingham Working Class, The Animals, We Gotta Get Out of This Place, written by the absolutely wonderful Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, and produced by the great Mickey Most.
The Cherry Drops, brand new band with Out of Sight. The album is Everything's Groovy. Get it from thecherrydrops.com.
Got My Mojo Working, Muddy Waters. Produced by Leonard Chess, 1956. It sounds like Little Walter, but I believe it's James Cotton on harp. And yeah, we're all thinking about one thing these days. Say the pride of Bergenfield, New Jersey. The Knickerbockers, baby. They weren't no one-hit wonders. All right, well, they were, but they had some other cool songs. Such as One Track Mind, written by Keith and Linda Colley and produced by Jerry Fuller. Well, there's one good thing about all this. You get to sleep late in the morning.
We'll be right back. where radio continues to evolve.
And you're part of it.
VOA Music Mix.
The Beatles had a three-picture deal with United Artists. They did Hard Day's Night, and then they did Help, and then they got stoned a lot and didn't want to do no more movies. So a producer named Al Brodax, who had done the Beatles cartoon show for 3 years, told Brian Epstein, the Beatles manager, that he could solve the problem and make everybody happy by doing an animated film with minimal Beatle involvement. So they were like, we don't got to do nothing, right? That's cool. Go do it. So Al Brodax, he made some good moves. He got the very cool and totally wild Heinz Edelman to design the thing. Eric Siegel wrote it. Yeah, he would later write Love Story. George Dunning directed it. Alan Ball, Bob Balzer, Jack Stokes, Dennis Rich animating. Charlie Jenkins psychedelicizing the whole thing. And the Beatles producer George Martin wrote a terrific score. I mean, there were hundreds of people working on it. A fabulous book that tells the whole story by Robert Hieronymus called Inside the Yellow Submarine. The Beatles wanted nothing to do with it since they hated the American cartoon, which had Americanized their voices so they could be better understood. The animators had 11 months to do what Disney was doing in 4 or 5 years because everybody felt this Beatles thing is going to end at some point, and they were right. So everybody was panicking, trying to get the thing done quickly. And they actually had to start animating the thing before there was a script. Now, try that one sometime. I don't know what they did. The Beatles turned down the offer to voice their characters, which they regretted once they saw it. Every Beatle loved the other three's voices, but hated their own. The only other complaint was Ringo wanted his nose to be longer. In the cartoon, you know. But other than that, they loved it. The innovative cartoon style blew their minds and everybody else's. Except the London press, of course, who even hate themselves. And Yellow Submarine has become one of the great classics of all time and an important part of the Beatles' legacy. They reluctantly wrote 4 songs for the film, including one I consider a masterpiece. And that would be this one. To your mother.
show me that I'm everywhere and get me home for tea.
Submarine.
Soft, isn't it?
Not if you're on the bottom.
All right, lads. Time to stow the gab and turn to.
Groovy. How do you start this thing?
It starts with a blue meanie attack.
Supposing there's no blue meanies in the neighborhood?
Then you start looking for a switch.
She's a queen, a criminal, a snake. Saint Valentine burned at the stake.
Staple of my insides for new.
Everybody, my name is Ringo, and yours isn't. Anyway, here I am on Little Steven's Underground Garage Show, listening to real people play real instruments and turning themselves into real bands. Christ, it's great, Steven. We're really glad you're doing it. It's fab, fab, fab.
Your faces.
We're quite cute, really.
You could pass for the originals.
Well, we are the originals.
No, no, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Well, there couldn't be much with a name like that. Sergeant Pepper.
You could impersonate them and rally the land to rebellion.
Time. She wasn't lying.
started that celebration of Yellow Submarine with the incredibly psychedelic It's All Too Much, one of the four songs John and Paul thought were throwaways, and so they threw them away to the movie. Of course, two of them were George Harrison's, by some coincidence. And they turned out to be fantastic, actually, all of them did.
St. Valentine was John and Brittany. The new EP is Stories to Be Told. Will be coming shortly. John and Brittany writing and producing. Get it from johnbrittany.com.
Hey Bulldog was one of John and Paul's songs. Now, I don't know, they didn't dig it, but it's absolutely a fantastic record.
Gotta Get Away was the Black Keys from their new one, Turn Blue. Get it from nonsuch.com. Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney adding a new partner, Brian Burton, to the writing team. Cool stuff from the Black Keys.
And the other very cool George Harrison song, Only a Northern Song, almost got on Sgt. Pepper, but got bumped. And all three of those tracks, just amazing, actually. Don't go nowhere, baby. We're coming back with our Freak of the Week.
Where radio continues to evolve.
And you're part of it.
VOA Music Mix.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage. George Ivan Morrison, born August 31st, 1945, in Belfast, Northern Ireland, son of a record collector, was in a skiffle band by 12 and a show band by 14 years old. He embraced R&B and soul music and recorded with the Monarchs in 1963 before merging with a local group called the Gamblers and called the new band Them, 1965. Them had immediately two hit singles in England, Baby Please Don't Go and Here Comes the Night, the B-side of which was a little thing called Gloria, which the Shadows of Night out of Chicago had a hit with. Them broke up in 1966, but Burt Burns dragged a man now calling himself Van Morrison back to America and cut Brown Eyed Girl, which was his first hit in the States. Blowin' Your Mind was the album, which was so-so, but it contained T.B. Sheets, which would lead artistically to his next album and the masterpiece of his life, Astral Weeks, 1968. His next record, Moondance, would be his commercial breakthrough. The albums that followed, his band and the street choir, Tupelo Honey, and St. Dominic's Preview, to continue an artistically celebrated and commercially successful juggernaut right into the early 70s, equaled only by mid-60s Bob Dylan. Then, his erratic stage performances, excessive drinking, and obvious hatred of success eventually took its toll. Like his blues and jazz heroes, he would become a well-respected journeyman for the next 30 years. He works as often as he wants to and is comfortably out of the spotlight. Our Freak of the Week, Van Morrison.
Every little flower pulls and the birds call.
Who thought they were only mad when Baltimore gleamed in supernatural ecstasy? Who jumped in limousines with a Chinaman of Oklahoma on the impulse of winter, midnight, streetlight, small-town rain? Who lounged hungry and lonesome through Houston seeking jazz or sex or soup and followed the brilliant Spaniard to converse about America and eternity, a hopeless task, and so took ship to Africa?
It's what I left.